David, can you please tell me what a polycentric city is?
Polycentric means that the city has multiple centers. And most large cities in the world are polycentric. That is, there are job centers, places where people have tend to commute towards in the morning and away from in the afternoon. Smaller cities will have a single activity region. So, for instance, Sydney 200 years ago was a monocentric city, meaning it had one center, which was around the harbor, and there may have been a second center around Parramatta that developed, but then over time, multiple job centers have emerged around the metropolitan area. And this is something that happens in many cities throughout the world. And over time, the original center becomes relatively less important. So while 50 years ago, the CBD, the Central Business District, what we think of as downtown Sydney, was a dominant center where many people went for work. Today, it still has lots of employment, but other employment centers have become relatively more important as people will tend to work in the suburbs nearer to which they live. As the city grows larger, the center doesn't grow as large as the city as a whole.
Is a polycentric city a positive thing?
It's a necessary thing in a lot of ways. If the alternative, a strictly monocentric city, would say that for a city of 5 million people, let's say there's 2.5 million workers, that all 2.5 million workers would work at the same point. And that's much more difficult to serve from a transportation perspective. I mean, even a place like New York, Manhattan, which has a very dense workforce, you know, millions of people work in Manhattan, has multiple centers. There's Midtown and there's downtown. Downtown, Wall Street is famous, you know, near where the World Trade Center was, the new World Trade Center is. Midtown is farther north in Manhattan and is served by different train stations. So Manhattan's a very large place, and it's not a single point. And similarly, Sydney is not a single point. I mean, it looks that way if you're looking at it from a national perspective, and this little circle is Sydney. But when you're local, you look at Sydney and you think of all the different neighborhoods. And, you know, obviously downtown is the most important of these points in terms of having the most jobs. It has the government and it has the opera house and a lot of the cultural facilities. But there's other points like Parramatta and Liverpool and Penrith and Macquarie that all have important activity centers as well.
What would Sydney need to do to be classified as a polycentric city?
Well, I think it's not that you want to be classified as one thing or another. It's polycentric, and the question is, how polycentric is it, right? So as the other centers away from the CBD become more and more important, Sydney becomes more polycentric. So and this is in part a natural process that if you're choosing to locate in the CBD, you're going to pay a lot higher rents than if you locate in the suburbs because more people want to be there. And then you have to decide, is the benefit of being in that one location so large to justify the higher rents? So the financial firms locate in the CBD typically because they believe being near each other, being near the stock market's really important, and they want everybody within walking distance of each other so they can meet over coffee and cut multi-billion dollar deals. Other businesses, it's not nearly as important to be in the CBD. Let's say you've got something that's doing manufacturing or you're doing research and development. And while you want your researchers to be near each other or you want you want the factory to be in a single place, that place doesn't have to be the CBD. It can be somewhere else, and maybe you need to be near other suppliers who also don't want to pay the high rents of the CBD. So maybe you locate farther west. You locate your manufacturer. You might locate in Western Sydney or locate near a university, or if you're in the medical industry, you know, a hospital would be an important place to be near, but you don't necessarily need to be near the opera house or the banks because it's more expensive and that benefit doesn't show up in higher productivity of your workers. So it's a trade-off, and the trade-off is such that there are what economists call economies of agglomeration, which is that there are advantages to being located near each other, but there's also diseconomies like congestion. And if you're trying to get, for instance, all 2.5 million workers into the same small area, you'd have to spend a lot more on public transport in order to do that than if they were distributed across the network as a whole. And people would have longer distance commutes, which also wouldn't be efficient. It'd be a waste of individual time. So the question is, how can we decentralize more in an efficient way without losing the economies of agglomeration, that the benefits of being in this, you know, having many firms located in this CBD without having as many diseconomies? That's something the market tries to adjust, but there's a role for government policy, too, in terms of allowing development in multiple centers, perhaps encouraging it, building infrastructure to support that kind of land use pattern, and in the location of government services themselves. So does the government need to be in the Sydney CBD, or maybe the government could locate more offices or even parliament farther west, and that would create a new node of activity. It would lessen the pressures of everyone trying to get into the CBD from a commuting perspective, given the limited infrastructure. It would lessen the pressures on rents in the Harbour CBD because there'd be less demand there and there'd be more elsewhere.